Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite candies. Types of candy.
And this week we're going to be talking about candy that does not have chocolate in it.
Yes, we kind of decided this would be one where we could maybe split it into two lists and have non-chocolate candy and then do another list of our chocolate candies. So listen for that next week.
Yeah, next week you can find out what chocolate candy we like.
Yes.
And if you don't like chocolate,
listen anyway.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. My number five is Warheads.
Okay, this is on my list.
Okay.
And it's actually also my number five.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we can just talk about it then.
I can't believe that's both our number five.
I can believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. I know we ate a lot of this growing up.
Yeah.
Came out in 1975.
I was surprised by that.
Me too.
This is also a thing that feels 90s to me.
Very much so, yeah.
But what I read was that it originated in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And then it was introduced to the U.S. market in 93, I think it was.
Oh, so that's probably why it feels so 90s to us.
But also something about that candy and the, like, graphic even and everything. Yeah. It just has a distinctly 90s feel.
Definitely.
And I remember buying Warheads at the skating rink.
Yes, me too. Yeah. It was, like, the best prize that you could get there, pretty much.
And this is roller skating, and not ice skating.
Slap bracelets.
Yeah, slap bracelets and gigantic jawbreakers.
Yeah. but I just love sour candy.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
My favorite thing. So Warheads were like, you eat so many that like the roof of your mouth starts to feel like it's bleeding. Man.
I heard that they were criticized because of the acidity level, and people were worried that they were going to be like, more so than other candies, they were going to be decaying children's teeth out. So that's probably why my teeth are so bad.
I'm sure all candy does that, but...
I also think with Warheads, this is one of those sour candies that just thinking about it starts to make my mouth like salivate. I
guess.
I was just about
to say,
like,
my mouth is watering. You get that just sour talking mouth about it. Yeah. Yep. But Warheads. Yeah, it's just so good. What was your
so
favorite?
Good. If you haven't had Warheads, you should really get some.
Yeah.
My favorite is probably Blue Raspberry.
And they started to make the black cherry ones, which always tasted more sour to me for some reason. Huh. But blue was my favorite.
Oh, man. Some Warheads now.
Me too.
I'm gonna order some.
Yes. Order them on Amazon. We'll have a link in the show notes.
We definitely will, which we'll be using ourselves.
Yes.
Okay, so that was my number five as well. So you're
okay.
Number four.
My number four is Gobstoppers.
Okay.
Everlasting Gobstoppers, which obviously is a Willy Wonka candy.
Yeah. Not on my list, but I do love those.
Oh, I love them so much. And they came out in 1976. The 70s were just a good time for candy. But but obviously, they've got the Willy Wonka story where, you know, they, for kids with small allowances, you can buy this one candy and it'll last forever.
Right.
Not the case. I can definitely chomp right into one. Probably shouldn't, but I do.
You have to suck on it until it gets soft enough to crush with your
teeth. No, I literally pop it in my mouth and crunch it immediately. I know, it's pretty rough.
It's painful to even think about.
But green is my favorite color. Like, favorite flavor. I don't know if they're different flavors, I guess, but I feel like green tastes different.
I don't know. Maybe the outer layer?
Maybe.
The inside tastes the same.
Yeah.
Gobstoppers are a candy that, if you get the traditional size Gobstoppers that come in, like, the cardboard movie box or whatever, I'll throw in multiples. Like, I might throw in three or four at a time.
Yeah, for sure.
Of different colors indiscriminately.
Oh, different colors? I don't think I can do that.
I'll just toss them all in there. I don't notice the flavor difference. Probably because
Probably
because I have three or four different flavors in my mouth at the same time, so they all taste the same
probably
to me.
But I know, like, purple definitely tastes different from green and red, so I think they do have different flavors, but I don't know what they are.
That makes sense.
But green's the best, in my opinion.
They all taste like sugar.
Yeah.
That's that distinct flavor. Red sugar.
This is red dye number seven. But no, I just think they're tasty, and I like crunchy candy, like the kind that gives people chills when they hear me chomping into it.
I remember like shortly after high school having a phase of buying the like movie theater style boxes of candy at the dollar store. And I remember we would buy Gobstoppers a lot, and I would eat a lot of Gobstoppers. But around the same time, we also had a phase of using wrist rockets, so I do remember shooting a lot of Gobstopper candies.
That too. They were perfect for a wrist rocket.
Yeah, they're perfect and biodegradable.
Yeah, can't hurt anybody. But yeah, that's my number four.
That's a good one. I like that.
Thanks.
My number four is Jolly Ranchers.
Yum. This isn't on my list, but now I want them.
I love Jolly Ranchers. The original hard Jolly Ranchers.
Yes.
The gummies, I think, are good, too, and the kind of Starbursty style ones. Those are good. But the original hard ones are my favorite. Favorite flavor is green apple.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mine's cherry.
Yeah?
Which is weird, because I hate cherry flavored
stuff. That's probably
one
of my least favorites.
Yeah. Normally,
no shade.
No, it's okay. I hate cherry flavored stuff, but I love cherry Jolly Ranchers.
Mm. Jolly Ranchers, I feel like growing up, were around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not at home necessarily, but I distinctly remember through most of elementary school, Jolly Ranchers felt like the prize candy.
Yes.
So if you answered a question correctly at school, they would pass Jolly Ranchers out.
Yeah.
And I remember we had those flip top elementary school desks.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had a single serving Pringles can. You remember those little short ones? I had an empty one of those in my desk that I hoarded all of my Jolly Ranchers in because I wanted to store them.
You're up. You're so that type who would oh really? You ate your Jolly Rancher? Well, I have nine.
Oh, I'll just dump out this whole Pringles can full of Jolly Ranchers. Yeah.
I love Jolly Ranchers. I do not like grape Jolly Ranchers at all.
Oh, really? Every flavor.
I would pass on one. That's,
really?
Yeah. I'm sorry if that's mean, but I don't like them.
Wow.
I think Dad's favorite flavor is the grape.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite, but I definitely like it. And I would say I like it better than cherry, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're so delicious.
They really
Every
are.
Flavor is good to me.
I loved Jolly Rancher Suckers.
Because
it was
just remember those.
A big Jolly Rancher on a stick.
Mm.
You don't?
No.
You might have been past trick-or-treating by the time this this became a thing, but I think it was mostly a Halloween thing.
Mm.
But they did Jolly Rancher Suckers, but it was just like the small hard candies, only three times the size and on a stick. So.
Mm. Something I think I like about the Jolly Rancher hard candies, too, when you you twist them out of the plastic wrap, is something about that shape is distinct in your mouth, too.
Yeah.
It kind of takes on the crinkles of the plastic a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's vaguely Tootsie Roll size, I guess, but hard. I don't know. Something pleasant about that, too. And Jolly Ranchers came out in 1949.
Wow.
So they've been around a long time.
Hmm. I actually heard someone was telling me that they lived near the Jolly Rancher factory, and each day they could smell what flavor they were cooking.
Oh, wow.
So
that would
be cool.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Having that waft into my home every day.
Yeah.
That's a good one. My number three.
Your number three?
Is Laffy Taffy.
Oh.
But I have a specification
here. I had Laffy Taffy on my big list and I narrowed
it down.
You
narrowed it off. Well, I have it so you can talk about it.
Okay, good.
The big Laffy Taffy in watermelon flavor that has the black
the little
seeds
chips
in it.
In it? Yes. Oh, gosh.
The little crunchy candy seeds. They don't make it anymore.
whistle. I forgot about how good those are.
Yeah, the big ones.
I was thinking of the short
flavor.
Ones, but those big ones were incredible.
So
you can't get them anymore?
Delicious. Well, they make the big ones still, but the watermelon doesn't come with the seeds in it anymore.
Oh.
Which my husband says Laffy Taffy did everyone a favor by taking those out because he thought they were gross.
He's
but
just
I love
dead
them.
Wrong.
Yes, he is. I
what
love
a
the
monster.
Watermelon seed.
Is Laffy Taffy a Willy Wonka candy also?
It is, yeah.
So, really, good folks at Wonka. You really need to bring back the watermelon with the seeds.
Please do.
Please, please do.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's specifically my favorite. I do love the little ones, too.
The little ones are great.
Strawberries, really good.
I remember those being big when I was a kid as well.
How do you feel about banana?
I like them.
Okay, me too.
I like banana candies. Some people don't. I know some people don't like Runtz, the bananas. I think the banana is my favorite flavor.
Yeah. Strawberry, out of the little Laffy Taffys, strawberry is my favorite, but I don't mind
the
banana.
Is it blue raspberry maybe too?
Yeah.
I like the blue one. I do like the banana Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
I think that may be my favorite actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine's definitely the watermelon with the seeds.
And doesn't well, of the small ones though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mine's strawberry of the small ones.
Don't the Laffy Taffys always come with a joke
on
the wrapping?
Yeah,
on
the wrapper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, so clever.
Oh,
I just want the big one with the seeds
me
now.
Too.
That's
Again,
all I
we
want.
Could get that at our roller rink.
You really just revived a hunger in me.
No, I wonder, we might have to hunt Amazon. They might have them.
Yeah, maybe we can get them imported or something.
Yeah. Again,
maybe,
we'll link
maybe
that
somebody
if
has
find
a stash.
But yeah, I love Laffy Taffy, watermelon with the seeds, little crunchy candy seeds. Oh, so good.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
My number three is Pez.
What a good one. I didn't even think of Pez.
I really like Pez candy.
Like the candy.
The candy.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, the candy experience is enhanced by the dispenser.
The serious things you say about stuff. The candy experience is extremely enhanced by the dispenser.
It is. I know some kids would just like pop open the paper pack and eat the candy. You have to take the time to load it into the cartridge and then pop them out one at a time.
I definitely would just pop open the whole package and eat them all at once.
You monster.
I know.
Originally, Pez were introduced as mints in 1927.
Wow.
And around for a while. And then that dispenser, they, I believe, originally called it a Pez lighter.
It
didn't have like a cute cartoon head on it.
Yeah.
You just popped it open, and it was marketed to adults, and I think it was supposed to be like, it looked like a lighter and it was mints so that it hid your smoker breath.
That is so funny.
Right? And smart.
Yeah, very.
Kind of awesome. And then in 1955, they introduced Pez with the cartoon heads on the top, and Mickey Mouse was one of the first Pez heads, one of the originals.
Do you know what the very first one was? I want to know.
I don't know for sure. The thing that I read, it showed two or three different ones that were some of the originals, but I don't remember if it said the first one.
I wonder if the Flintstones were some of the first.
I don't know. Could be.
I've seen old Pez dispensers that were the Flintstones, so
I wonder. For sure Mickey was one of the first.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dispenser makes it more enjoyable to eat, I think. And I like to load in just like the multi-flavor packs. There are great flavors though. Like I like the cola ones.
Yeah.
Those are delicious. I have had ones that are mint flavor, which is, it's fine too. They're a little more boring to me. But like the mixed flavor ones, just the traditionals, that's so delicious.
I never even would have thought of Pez.
And is there something about it, like popping out a Pez dispenser out of your pocket and just eating one, that is like the hippest?
The hippest thing to do.
It's basically, it's like the candy equivalent of having a switchblade comb.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's true.
So that's my number three, Pez.
That's awesome. That's a good one. My number two is Spreeze.
Okay.
But only the crunchy ones. I don't like chewy Spreeze.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that they were both, honestly, until you said that.
I had to specify. They came out in 1960. Again, a Wonka candy.
I think I like the chewy ones.
Really? Mom likes the chewy ones, too. I like crunchy candy.
Mom and I have bad teeth.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. But again, a Wonka candy. Obviously, they frequent my list.
They do. You're holding your list down.
Yeah, seriously. This is one I was going to say when you were talking about the movie theater boxes from the dollar store. Mm-hmm. That's what I would always get, is Spreeze. They have them in the cardboard boxes there.
Huh, I always think of Spreeze in the roll.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like, I only ever see those at gas stations anymore. But I just think they're delicious.
Yeah,
and I like that they're crunchy. I like that they're a little bit tart. Like, once you crunch into them, the outside's sweet, and then they're a little bit tart in the inside of them.
Honestly, it's just hurting my teeth every time I hear you say crunch into them.
Oh, I know. Sometimes it does hurt my
sounds
teeth.
Sounds brutal.
But I cannot, like, suck on a candy until it gets soft. I can't do it.
I can. I would do that with Hershey's Kisses.
Ooh, like, I could never
like
do
that. Like, suck on a Hershey's Kiss until the entire thing melted away.
When I eat a Hershey's Kiss, I have to drink ice water with it to try to make it harder in my mouth. Because
that's disgusting.
I don't like how melty
it is. Why don't you just throw them in the freezer, you weirdo?
Oh, that's so smart. Anyways.
Ice water? Why are you pouring ice water on your chocolate candy?
Not on my chocolate. I, like, take a bite of my chocolate, and then I drink, like, I take a mouthful of ice water and chew it with my water.
You have ice water and chocolate in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
You are doing it wrong. That's disgusting.
We're going to make a Twitter poll on this.
It's going to be 1,000,000 to 1. You're going to be the only person who has ice water. You're going to be the only person who has ice water accompanying the Hershey's Kisses.
Don't knock until you try it, okay? Anyways.
Okay.
I just really like Spreeze, but yeah, I cannot suck on candy. I have to just chew it. Like, even mints and stuff, I just chomp right into them and eat them right away. But Sprees were one that Mom liked, but we would usually have to compromise and get the chewy one, which was fine, but not my favorite.
You sound a little bitter.
No, never. It's okay, Mom. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, I just have a memory of Sprees for some reason, like road trips to That's go fair. Visit family. I just have a little bit of nostalgia with them, and I just think they're tasty. Mm. So they're my number two.
Cool. My number two is Fun Dip.
Oh, man. I am literally always jealous of your list. Like, you just think of things I wouldn't think of.
I love Fun Dip.
I love Fun Dip.
And here's the thing. I think Fun Dip is so delicious. Mm-hmm. And apparently it originated in the 40s. So it's been around a long time.
Yeah.
But early on, it was just the dip in the pouch. So you would lick your finger and stick it in there. And I remember watching kids do that. I remember kids would make their own, like, kind of, you know, do-it-yourself Fun Dip, and they're just, like, do Kool-Aid powder mixed with sugar.
Yeah.
But the major thing to me with Fun Dip is the Lick-A-Sticks.
Yes.
I love the taste of the Lick-A-Sticks.
Me too.
That's my favorite part of the whole Fun
Were
Dip.
Were you, like, the patient kid who would use the Lick-A-Stick through the whole powder and then eat your Lick-A-Stick? Because I would just eat the stick.
No, here's the thing. I've done it that way, where you use the Lick-A-Stick to be your dipper.
Yeah.
Once I realized my affinity for Lick-A-Sticks, my method for eating Fun Dip would be to tear open the packet, pour the whole powder into my mouth.
That's how I would eat
it. First, eat all the powder, and then save the Lick-A-Sticks for last, and then just eat them by themselves with no powder.
That is exactly how I would eat it, and it's the best way to eat it.
They're incredible.
Is Fun Dip a Wonka candy also?
I think it is. Yeah. I think you should be able to buy just the Lick-A-Sticks separately.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If you could just buy, like, a strip of Lick-A-Sticks that you could just, like, tear them off one at a time, like string cheese, and pop out a Lick-A-Stick.
I'd just keep that in my purse like gum.
Oh, man. Those are the best.
Like string cheese. Like well, perforated plastic.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Lick-A-Stick's definitely the best part.
But I really do like Fun Dip. The actual powder, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole candy experience, as you would say, is really good. Like, I love Fun Dip.
It's great. And no matter how you approach it, I've seen people where they eat a traditional, like, Fun Dip like that. Even though the Lick-A-Stick's in there, they'll stick their finger in it. To me, that gets a little gross.
It's very gross, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, I don't want to taste my own fingers that much, even if they're clean.
Me either. And let's be honest, if you're walking around with Fun Dip, your fingers probably aren't that clean right at that moment.
If you're sucking on your finger
then it's
while you're clean. Cruising around with your candy.
But then also, I feel like if you're using your finger, it causes, like, saliva clumps in your powder, too. Like, in your sugar.
Well, it's just not good. The Lick-A-Stick does that, too, though.
Not as much, though. As, like, a pruny finger.
The way to go is just to pour all that sugar straight down your gullet and then eat your sticks.
Just get all that sugar right into your system.
You just want to put that straight to the bloodstream.
That's such a good one. Good
so
number two.
That's my number two.
My number one.
Number one feels really exciting on this list.
It's so exciting because I can't think of what yours is going to be.
I don't know what yours is going to be, but
my
I do have a guess.
My number one is Sweet Tarts.
Oh, that wasn't my guess.
Oh, man.
I'm so surprised.
I want to know what your guess was.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Yeah, my number one is Sweet Tarts.
That's good.
The chewy and the crunchy, but in this case, I actually prefer the chewy because they're more sour.
Okay.
And I just love sour candy so much. They came out in 1963, and I read that they came from the same people who made Pixie Sticks.
Oh, yeah.
But they were trying to think of an idea that would be less messy than Pixie Sticks. So that's where Sweet
Weird.
Tarts came from,
that's where
basically.
That's where you would think Fun Dip would come from. That sounds like a Fun Dip origin story.
But basically, they were just like, oh, Pixie Sticks are great and kids love them, but they're messy.
Let's
make
them, make
them
little
a
hard
solid,
discs.
Hard candy.
Weird. I would never associate those
two. Yeah, me either. I was kind of surprised when I read that.
Huh,
but when you think about it, the taste is kind of similar.
Sugar.
Yeah. Again, that
sugar and food coloring?
Sugar taste. That I can't
natural
really
and artificial flavors?
Yeah. But chewy Sweet Tarts, I could eat a whole bag. Hmm. Like, easy. And they come in the rolls, too.
Yeah.
But I've been buying, I'm going to admit this to the world right now, I've been buying, like, the big bags from the grocery store that are just, like, a bag of loose chewy Sweet Tarts.
I didn't even know that existed.
It does.
It does.
They do not last me as long as I'd like to say they do. But again, this is one where I will eat so many chewy sweet tarts that it just feels like the inside of my mouth is torn to shreds, and I love it. But
my teeth
will start to hurt and all of that. So yeah, but they're just my absolute favorite. They made for a while these like mini chewy sweet tarts that were like tiny little pellet size things basically, and they came in like what looked like a plastic mint container, and Mom really liked those. And they're okay, but I could like eat that whole little plastic container in one bite.
I think the sweet tart thing that I mostly remember is probably like the Halloween or Easter versions of sweet tarts that come in like the little paper packet you tear open,
and it only and the Easter has, ones like, are like little eggs,
three or four in there or something.
Yeah those are good too, but the chewy
ones are
just
the packaging I remember consuming the most of sweet tarts.
But that's my number one. I love
I like it.
That's a good
one.
I would grab off the shelf anytime.
I was surprised. My number one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
My number one are candy cigarettes.
Okay, this was on my big list and I narrowed them off.
I love candy cigarettes.
They're
so
delicious.
Much. And you won't find them labeled as candy cigarettes very often anymore.
Like
they basically
sticks.
Just say like candy sticks.
Yeah.
But it's so obviously still that.
Yeah.
They're just trying to dodge the ridicule of being associated with, you know, having kids play smoking. But the candy itself, which is basically just stick form powdered sugar, is so delicious.
It is. It really has that sugar taste, you know?
Oh, man. You know, there's a really complex, there's like notes of
sugar. Yeah. But
balanced
also like,
with like a nice earthy sugar flavor.
Yes, but also like a little bit of subtle sugar taste.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's a good year.
You gotta, you know, let it breathe a little bit, but then you can really start to
if
taste the
sugar.
If
you have a sugar decanter, you should give that a whirl on your candy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Candy sticks.
Yep.
But,
you know, if you wanna do a pour over. Maybe this is going on too long.
Anyways, candy cigarettes, go.
I could just munch through candy cigarettes nonstop.
Yes.
I could just keep eating them over and over and over, box after box after box, and not get tired of them.
You can't just, like, get them anywhere, right?
No, you have to get them.
Cracker Barrel?
You can get them, definitely. Cruise into your local Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Support that. you can find them some other places occasionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are something you'll see at a gas station also, are candy cigarettes. I remember for a while I was buying them, and I can't even remember now where it was I was picking them up, but I remember also probably like shortly after high school having one of the full boxes that you would see on display, because I had purchased a whole display box full of them. But they're just so good to
me. They are. I remember for a while they even had a little red tip.
Yeah,
like
I think
like
they usually
they
still do in
burning.
My experience.
Oh, really?
It's just like a dot of red paint on the edge, basically.
I have a candy cigarette story.
Oh, please tell me.
Okay, so one time, me, you, and Mom were driving, and Mom was driving, and you were in the front seat, and I was in the back seat, and Mom got pulled over by a cop, and I had candy cigarettes with me in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I 100% in my heart of hearts thought we were getting pulled over because the cop thought that a minor or child was using real cigarettes. And so I, like, shoved them under my seat and, like, wide-eyed and all freaked out, and then like obviously that's not why we got pulled over, and we left, and I like pulled him back out, like I was so sly about it, but I totally got off with that one.
That is hilarious.
Cop didn't even know. So yeah, but literally I was like just so scared.
That
I was
so
terrified
funny.
That I was gonna get
oh
so
gosh.
Busted for having candy cigarettes.
That is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Which I love that in my like silly little kid brain, instead of having them out so that the cop could clearly see that they are candy, I hid them.
Yeah.
Because
just stash that.
Yeah. Because kids aren't allowed to have candy. But anyways,
that's really
my
funny.
Memory of candy cigarettes.
I like that. So, that was my number one, candy
it's
cigarettes.
A solid list.
I want some right this second.
Me too. So good.
Oh, man, they're so good.
Don't let the cops catch you with them, though.
If you guys want to eat a whole lot of candy, you can find links to purchase all of our top five candies on brothersisterlister.com, and that also helps support the show, so that's awesome if you guys want to do that.
Yes.
You can also find us on social media.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at brothersisterlister. And you can also find us on Twitter at BSL Podcast. And we would love for you guys to tweet us any ideas for future topics you'd like to hear us talk about, or also let us know what your top five favorite candies might have been. We always love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and if you guys would be so kind as to leave a rating or review on iTunes, that would be such a huge help. And the way you guys do that is if you search Brother Sister Lister in the search bar, and you go to that page on your Apple Podcast app, you'll be able to leave a rating or a review right there. That would be such a huge deal for us.
Yes, we'd appreciate it.
And until next week, call your mom.
Tell your lover.
Bye.
Bye.
Candy was my whole life when I was a kid. That was first 10 years of my life. I think the only clear thought I had was get candy. That was it. Family, friends, school. They're just obstacles in the way of the candy. I'm out for the candy here. I'm just thinking, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. That's why you have to teach kids not to take candy from a stranger if they're playing in a playground, because they're such candy moron idiot brains. They're just, this man has candy, I'm going with him, goodbye, I don't care what happens to me, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. Don't go, they'll talk to you, they'll kidnap you, it doesn't matter, he has an O. Henry, I have to take that chance. Get candy, get candy, get candy.